This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Giovanni. I come from Italy. I come in London for learning English because it is the most important for my university. I find the English grammar very difficult, and I'm here just for know more about it.
Here's a grammar question for you, Giovanni. Do you know what a question tag is?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a little question, and it will go something like, you like carrots, don't you? Or, Giovanni, you're from Italy, aren't you? Mm. That's a question tag. That aren't you at the end is a question tag. So we use them either as genuine questions to ask for information that we don't yet have, or sometimes we just use question tags to keep the conversation going. I want you to listen to a very short audio clip, and I'd like you to tell me if the pronunciation is the same or different in the two sentences.
Okay.
He's a teacher, isn't he? He's a teacher, isn't he?
That was very fast, wasn't it? So have another listen.
He's a teacher, isn't he? He's a teacher, isn't he?
It's different. In the first, you can understand that it's a question because he's a teacher, isn't he? And the last one, he's a teacher, isn't he?
Okay.
It's more slow, the last part.
Let's find out how you did. By going over to our grammar expert, Catherine.
Hi, Giovanni. The language was exactly the same in both sentences, but the pronunciation's different, and this changes the meaning of the sentence. In the first one, the speaker's voice goes up. Listen to Hina.
He's a teacher, isn't he?
When she says, isn't he, with her voice going up, this means that she really doesn't know the answer to the question, and she wants the listener to tell her. Listen again.
He's a teacher, isn't he?
In the second one, the speaker's voice goes down when she says the question tag. Here it is.
He's a teacher, isn't he?
When she says, isn't he, with her voice going down, she actually knows the answer to the question. Now, you might think that's a bit strange. If she knows the answer, why does she ask the question? Well, it's a way of keeping the conversation going. Or she might just be checking that what she thinks is correct. She's expecting the listener to agree with what she said. Listen again.
He's a teacher, isn't he?
So, your voice goes up when you're asking a real question and down when you're checking information or just making conversation. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Now, you're very, very lucky today, Giovanni, because you're not going to do just one grammar challenge. You're going to do two grammar challenges.
I'm very lucky.
Yes, you are very lucky. And if you're listening at home, remember that you can do the grammar challenges along with Giovanni. In the first challenge, I'm going to say a sentence to you, and I want you to tell me whether it was a real question or whether I'm just trying to keep the conversation going.
Okay.
For example, if I say to you, you're a student, aren't you? You would say, real question, because my voice went up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I say, the exam was very difficult, wasn't it?
That is conversation.
Exactly. Okay. The weather's beautiful today, isn't it?
That's a conversation.
This isn't your phone, is it?
That is a question.
The movie wasn't very good, was it?
That is a conversation.
They aren't going to go by train, are they?
That is a conversation. Question. That is a question.
Mm. You've never been to Russia, have you?
That is a conversation.
Brilliant.
Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com.
Well, you did, I would say, perfectly on that first grammar challenge. But the fun doesn't stop there. So I'm going to give you a piece of paper with some questions on, and I want you to read them with either a questioning intonation or a downwards intonation.
I can choose, no?
You can choose, it's up to you, but I have to get it right.
The weather was terrible yesterday, wasn't it?
That's a question.
Yes. You like banana, don't you?
That's not a question. You're helping the conversation. Yes.
Correct. Catherine lives in Manchester, doesn't she?
That's a question.
Yeah.
One more.
She went to Egypt last year, didn't she?
That's down. So I think you know the answer, yeah?
Yeah.
It's just conversational.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's really, really good. You did very, very well, Giovanni, and you've sailed through two of our grammar challenges. So well done.
bbclearningenglish.com.